Well, precious heart dwellers, right now we are under fire. Rise up, rise up, rise up, and take the crest of this mountain. The Lord is allowing all of us to be under fire right now because you've been listening and hearing all about spiritual warfare for all these weeks, and now is the time of consummation. Now is the time for you to put into practice what you've learned, to rise up and to smash the strongholds of the enemy in your family, in your own self, in your heart, and those attacks that are coming from the outside. And I know many of you have reported that things are going on in your families that are just unusual, that the attack is getting stronger and stronger. And I'm telling you, the Lord is allowing this for a reason. Last night, my puppy got out, and I was just heartbroken. And I knew it was a curse immediately. Like the Lord said, when the weather is like that, you know what it is. It's a curse. And I knew what it was. And he gave me the scriptures, hope and joy. So I knew that the dog would be returned to me. I knew I would find him. But it was a difficult moment. It was a heartbreaking moment to think that I might lose him forever. And of course, the enemy was pelting me with all these accusations. Oh, God just gave you that dog so that you could lose him or something could happen to him and you could offer him as a sacrifice. I said, no, the Lord gave me that dog to bring joy to our family, and that's exactly what he does, and he will return that dog to me. Well, within 3 hours, he was back here at the house through a set of unusual circumstances. I knew that I was under attack then, and when he came home, when I finally got him home, his whole demeanor, his whole attitude was strange, and I knew he was under a curse, so I had to break it. I broke it, and using the prayers that I've given you for deliverance, I looked right at him, and I spoke it over him 3 times and broke that curse, and all of a sudden, his little puppy nature returned, and he started playing and jumping for joy and wagging his tail and everything else. But before that, he was dumbstruck. He was looking at me like I was a total stranger, and I knew that was the work of the enemy. So I know many of you are coming under fire right now, and that is deliberate on the Lord's part. He is allowing it to get you to rise up and use your gifts. The strongest weapon you have is praise and worship. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Having hope and faith in the Lord. And then use the prayers of deliverance. Make sure that your hearts are clean. Ask the Lord to remove everything in your heart that is not of him. Repent for any negative thoughts you've had, for any way that you've went into agreement with the enemy. Repent for those things. And ask the Lord to deliver you from evil. Take authority as well. I broke curses over him just directly. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse, hex, evil wish, and spell 3 times. I break every vortex, every wall, every brick, every impediment put between him and me. In Jesus' name, I break it. And continue to pray these things until things return to normal. One of the greatest weapons we have is praying in the Spirit. Those of you who are Spirit-filled, use your tongues. Pray in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit. Walk around the house and bless things in the Spirit. Bless your house in the Spirit. Bless your family in the Spirit. Worship the Lord in your Spirit. And if you don't have the gift of tongues, it's right there. It's sitting on you, waiting to be put to use. And you can rebuke every impediment, everything that gets in the way of you speaking in tongues. In Jesus' name, rebuke every barrier and every vain thought that raises itself up against you in praying in tongues. Because a lot of you have curses that won't allow you to pray in tongues without embarrassment and shame and things telling you you don't need to pray in tongues or that that's of the devil or whatever. Lies. Lies, lies, lies. Don't listen to them. Rise up and ask the Lord to fill you with the Spirit. Start singing songs of worship and allow him to change the words into tongues. Let go of your tongue, and in the name of Jesus, command your tongue to be loosed and freed so that you can freely worship in the Spirit and in truth. And that way, Holy Spirit will address these demons. He will break curses, hexes, evil wishes, and spells. Holy Spirit will speak the proper prayers, the perfect prayers, to deliver us from evil. But you have to be willing, and you have to take authority over anything that would block your way to speaking in tongues. So the Lord is allowing this heat on us right now to raise every one of you up. You are at the crest of the mountain, and you're about to take the top. But the fight is fierce. The enemy is raging, and you have to rise up and defend your territory and your family and worship your God and overcome every lie of the enemy that is trying to cause you to be defeated and fall back down into the valley. Dearly beloved heart dwellers, we are in a war at the crest of the mountain. Every year this time, just before the new year and the winter solstice, there are fierce battles, just like before Halloween. A lot of damage is done with family members when they get together, unless we make the demons wait outside the door and call upon the Lord to post his angels so there's no miscommunication or strife in the air. So it should be no surprise to you that you're under attack. This is one of their seasons. How are you going to be ready for combat if you do not have drills and experiences that call you into combat? So we are in the midst of a training right now, although it is with live bullets from a real enemy. There are swords, javelins, poison-tipped arrows, and spears. All these can be removed spiritually through faith, and then the wounds they inflict will be healed as well by the Lord himself. He's standing there at your right hand to accomplish all of this. Lay hands on one another and ask him to heal these places through you. Ask Holy Spirit to reveal the weapons and wounds to you. Exercise your gifts. Remember, praise, worship, tongues, and the binding prayers. Respond to attacks immediately. Don't let anything get in the way. Use the privacy of the bathroom if necessary. Lord, would you like to add anything? Once again, Claire, you have my heart. My people must now rise up and take authority. They can no longer treat this as a spectator sport for seasoned ministers only. Is it not written that you are priests and kings? Is it not written that you have authority in my name to bind and loose? You are drawing on my account in heaven, not yours. You are authorized to sign on this account, to sign my name and take the graces necessary for these battles. You are being raised up around the world to come against the kingdom of darkness. I have labored through my prophets to educate and prepare you. Yours is only to step out in faith and exercise the gifts that you've been given. If you don't want to take a heavy beating and losses, you must rise up against these forces. You can no longer sit back in the stadium and watch others be victorious against the foe. You must be down there in the ring, wielding your swords, shields, and all dressed in armor. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. But you must be in readiness. Most of you are out of shape and distracted. That is how the enemy gains the victory. That's why I have commissioned you every day to come to me and ask for instruction to fight the enemy, especially starting in your heart, where seeds of bitterness can get a foothold. I myself have called you here to this channel to be prepared for the final battle you will face before I come for you. I have called you here because I intend to arm you for the weapons yet to come from the enemy. Do you understand, my bride and my people? This is not a soft, cozy place. Rather, it is a place of warring until you can war no more. It is a place where you sleep on cold ground at night and march until you're exhausted the next day. You have responded because you wanted something deeper and more meaningful in your walk with me. You wanted to dwell in my heart. There are beautiful places in my heart, and there are warring places. In my heart you behold the carnage of mankind through the enemy's works. In my heart you bleed with me, you hurt with me, but you also are called aside to dance and rejoice with me. When the final battle has been won, you will come to be with me in heaven. But because you wish to dwell in my heart, you are finding all the pain I experience over the lost, the misguided, the bitter and alienated. Because you live in my heart, you are also being called to minister to the wounded and to join into the battle I must fight every day with the enemy. You also stand beside me and exercise your authority, and for this reason you are hated by the enemy. If you wish to continue to dwell in my heart, feel my pain, and respond to my agony over souls, you must be strengthened to go deeper and deeper and climb higher and higher. You must be willing to sleep on hard rocks and climb treacherous mountains. Weather, gale force winds, ice and cold and slippery footing. All these things you must be ready to do and more. I have told you before, count the cost. I have told you that if you wish to stay behind, I will still love you. I will still take you to heaven with me, and you will still have your reward. But you will not experience the depth of my love for mankind. You will not take the arrows in the heart. You will not experience the despair of the lost, nor will you bind up my wounds when I am all bloody. These are the tasks true heart dwellers must face every day. I began this channel with my love, and I have never departed from that intention. But I also was inviting you into the honeymoon of our love for one another. Now, in essence, we are wed, and you are functioning as my wife, who now is not called just to courtship, but to provision, to battle, to be there for me when I return from the battlefield, and to sometimes go out with me as well. As my bride and wife, you are also under attack and suffering heavy losses. But I will restore all within my healing love, yet you must be willing to suffer injury on my behalf. You must be willing to continue fighting when the battle around you gets nasty. You must be willing to offer your fatigue and pain to me for your brothers and sisters who are yet perishing. There will be times of refreshment, and you will be armed to withstand the enemy with every new weapon he produces. As my bride and wife, you will see others who have chosen to stay behind in more cozy quarters. You will see that they too suffer and offer their sufferings for mankind, but they are not subjected to the high winds, the steep and treacherous climbs that you must scale. I can promise you my tender love and companionship, as well as the training and equipping. I can promise you starlit nights when we dance together, and I can comfort you on my shoulder. Yes, all of this is yours. It is yours and it will be yours. But I'm recounting to you that this channel is still about love. My love for mankind and your love for me and mankind. But to love is not always easy, as you've encountered in your marriages. To love is also to suffer for the loved one. So here I want to be clear with you. This channel has not changed into a demon-chasing channel. This channel is functioning as I have called it to function. The basis of your relationship with me is now established in love, affection, tenderness, closeness, purity, untainted by anything of the earth. But now that it is established, it is time to move on into the real business of a true heart dweller, the salvation of souls. It is time to focus on my battles and be ready to, in an instant, take up the standard and march. You have been commissioned in my army, the army of my heart, to move forward in all kinds of adverse situations and love at all costs. Love me and love your neighbor with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. This truly is the calling of a Christian who has laid down their lives at my feet and promised me fidelity for better and for worse. So I commend you for standing with me. I am sorry you must see the filth of the enemy, the carnage of souls, the bitterness of the lost souls. I am sorry you must resemble me, your crucified Lord. But I tell you the truth, when I come, you will immediately be recognized by my angels because you will be totally resembling me. Be ready and strong, therefore, to wear the armor. Lift the shield, fight with the sword, and know that your reward is not far off. I will never leave you languishing on the battlefield. I will come and strengthen you, and you will rise again to brandish the sword in battle. Stay close to me, worship me in thankfulness, and receive me in communion. These three things will keep you strong in advancing against the enemy and taking the spoils, that is, the souls who have been held captive. Come now, my bride, my faithful one, embrace me. Let me cleanse you and heal your wounds, and together we will again advance upon the enemy to set the captives free. Do not lament over those who refuse me. Some were destined to go that way. Rather, continue to look for the living, who yet have a chance to repent. And remember always, my power is perfected in your weakness.